Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Now logged in to the Bread Man and Jimmy Marino show. Happy Monday to everyone. And we got a great show ahead of us, folks. Y'all know the deal. We're going to have our inspirational vitamin before we start anything or introduce anyone. So with that being said, let me get the show on the road. This morning we'll be reading about the secret of a festive life. Always giving thanks to God the Father for enjoying in the name in every for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's Ephesians 5:20. Let me continue. If Jesus Christ abides in you through faith, you develop a keener appreciation of the beauty and depth hidden in his lives of others, as well as in the world around you. The greater your gratitude, the more life will reveal its hidden treasures to you. It is important to be thankful. Although scripture, we hear the resounding echo of the praise of those who love God, and we're grateful for his blessings. We appreciate the blessings, but we love God because he is our Father. Our hearts overflow with gratitude for all he does for us. Let's go to prayer. Thank you, O Lord Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to meet together on this Monday morning. We ask, O Heavenly Father, that if any one of us have any aches and pains or any type of physical or mental harmness to them, please just go inside of them, O Heavenly Father, and change the things that they have. We ask that you continue to bless us as we travel these roads. I want to ask that you just cover our family, O Heavenly Father, grudge racers. I want to ask that you look after all the truck drivers out there today. I want to pray right now for the sick and shut in. I want to pray for those who are experiencing things that they may not want to talk about. I want to ask that you just motivate and cultivate our world today, O Heavenly Father, that is going through stress right now. We want to ask that you keep us safe. All these blessings and more, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank y'all for listening in. Thank y'all for giving me that opportunity to pray with you guys. Well, we got a great show ahead of us. We got the number one man on the show for his Tech Talk show. Good morning, Mr. Marino. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, man. Blessed and highly favored. I had a great weekend. What about yours, sir?
I had a busy weekend. I stayed home with the family and worked a little bit on the car, and that's about it. Spent some time with my daughter.
Hey, that's awesome. That's awesome.
I had a relaxing weekend. I wasn't traveling all over the country like some people.
Well, what can you say? What can you say? I deserved it. I still hadn't made it down for Lobster Fest yet, nor have I seen not one lobster. ice coolers that, you know, FedEx bring or what have you. So I'm still waiting around, though. But with that being said, what and which way are we going today, sir? Because I'm sure that I had a great weekend, first of all, at the track. I did see a lot of the things that we've been covering. People have been improving on, and I'm glad to see that. I'm glad to see that your knowledge is definitely being used in the racing world today. So what are we looking at today, sir?
Oh, one thing someone brought up to me that I heard about was, you know, we always ponder on the safety thing because it's very important.
Right.
And I was kind of wondering how many people aren't running engine diapers. And additionally, transmission diapers still. Most tracks made it mandatory a few years ago, 5-6 years ago. That was one of the things I wanted to kind of get some input on. Who's running them? Why not? Is it just the cost of buying one? Or is there a good reason why not to run them? So I wanted to kind of ponder on that subject a little bit. Go around, see what anyone else has. We can obviously talk nitrous tune-up stuff. We can talk any other safety issues. Really, open forum.
Well, you know, it's open forum. I mean, I want to be the first to admit that I do run an engine diaper, but I do not run an transmission diaper. It's not because of cost or whatever. When I was running my class, doing what I do, I've always looked at, you know, my engine as being as safe as possible and trying to keep it as where I don't be the one that they're mad at, the fans that I'm seeing, or leaking oil on the track and going straight down the lane. If I know I have a problem with my car, you know, I know one of the things a lot of us do that know the racing community and game is they will pull to the side as quickly as possible once they get everything under control, which is the car, and bring it to a quick stop to keep from going down in the groove and making it hard on the cleanup crew. But why I don't run a transmission blanket, I always felt like I wasn't at that level. And I want to admit that I was wrong for thinking like that. I'll be the first to admit that. I think that all of us that are running sub-8.0 cars or what have you, if you're bringing your car to a drag strip at a big meet, I think that a engine diaper and a transmission blanket would definitely help keeping our surface clean for everyone that's running behind you. So with that being said, I'm going to give it back to you, Jim. That's my take on it.
And I agree with you, but never mind the surfaces. It can be cleaned. The first place that stuff, with the wind going underneath your car, the first place any oil or overflow or breakage and leak because of breakage is going to go is under your own back tires. And when that happens, you know what kind of ride you're probably in for. And I've experienced it before, and luckily didn't hit anything. But it's like suddenly hitting a patch of ice. Luckily the car I was in had parachutes, and the best thing for me to do at that time was pull the chute so it kept the car straight and safe stop. But the transmission blanket, not everyone's running them. It's definitely recommended. But most importantly, a catch can on your automatic transmission is vital. I still see over and over people running open vent tubes like these power glides and stuff came from the factory, power glides and 400s, and not venting them to a container. And the first time you overfill it or you have an issue within that transmission, the first thing it's going to do is puke oil out of that vent tube. And that's why I bring up the transmission. It's not near as common that you see transmissions breaking and puking fluid, although it does happen. It's usually out of the overflow. So that's definitely something that people need to be very conscious of and make sure you've got a catch can. What I do on a lot of cars is I'll combine my vacuum pump catch can with my automatic transmission catch can, simply because if it pukes over, you have after every run, you got one catch can to drain. I'll actually dump my water into the same one in some cars, depending on the layout of the car and what's there. But, it's easier and it's more likely that the racer will check it and drain it after every run if they don't have to do two or three cans. They've got one centrally located can that they just drain every run. It just makes their life a little easier, and they're more likely to maintain it and stay up on it. The other thing I want to throw in there is, because I know someone's going to come back, it is recommended that your transmission catch can be mounted higher than the vent tube and be mounted in the bottom of the catch can so that if, with temperature, it comes up, the level comes up, it will, as it cools down, it'll actually pull that fluid back in the transmission. That is true, but it's not an absolute necessity. With these big pans everyone runs and everything else, usually if it's going to overflow, there's an issue. It doesn't usually come out and overflow just from temperature. So that's, personally, in my car, I do have it that way, but I know I'm up on my stuff, and we check it every run. I got a full, I got a crew, and everyone knows what to check, so we have a routine. But on some other cars, we rarely see any fluid puke out of it, but just to be sure, we put it all to one catch can. So definitely need to watch that. The other thing is with your motor is you'll start seeing a motor puke whether you have open breathers, and if you have open breathers and no vacuum pump, if you hurt a piston, the first thing you're going to do is build crankcase pressure. And when you build crankcase pressure, that pressure's got to be relieved. It's going to come out of the valve cover first where the vent is. And along with that pressure and air is oil residue, oil mist within it. And it's going to vent out of that breather. So one thing I do is I actually put wristbands from the sports store over my breathers to help catch some of that. But also, and I do the same thing on my overflow tank or my catch can for my vacuum pump and my dry sump pump. But that's definitely, you got to keep in mind, in a perfect world, nothing's coming out of that breather but air and pressure. It's just equalizing pressure. But once you hurt something, there's a good chance a lot of oil residue comes out of it. So it's something definitely need to watch. And again, it's going to, with the wind and everything going on, the first place it's going to end up is under your tires. So definitely need to be careful of that.
Well, we did have a hand up somewhere here. Y'all, if y'all would give us a chance, it's hard for me to break Jimmy up in the middle of while he's talking. I do see y'all hands up. We will get to you as soon as we can break in. I didn't want to just break in on them. 321 area code, I did see your hand up. If you would, click it back up. If you have a question, we can get to you while we have an intermission. Outside of that, no one else has any other questions. You know that while we have an intermission, you can put your hand up now. We can get to you ASAP. There we go. We got a hand up here. 1688. Good morning.
Bread man, good morning. Dog Kim, what's up, Jimmy Marino? How you doing, brother?
What's going on? How you doing, little dog?
All right, man, I heard you say that, and I got to admit one thing. I'm the brokest man I know in raising. If anybody ain't broken me, they can't be. But on that blanket you was talking about, that engine blanket, it's a universal blanket that you can get from Jags, a universal blanket from Jags. The part number is 555-50210. That's 555-50210, and it's only $120 from Jags. You can order from Jags, or you can order from Summit, too. I don't know what the Summit part number is, but it's a universal blanket for your engine. It's only $120. And like you said, I think in the long run, that'll be $120 well spent. Shit, you spend that much for damn gas, damn near. So it's something that, like you said, that's going to help save your motor, your car, and a lot of track cleanup that you might not care about the track cleanup if you don't hurt your car, but it's still something that for the racer we do, we got to respect the track cleanup time also. Or that universal blanket would be something to get. And I must say, as soon as I can, I'm going to try to get me one. And I do recommend that everybody out there that can afford one or save up to get one, that they do get one, because it is a big help, Jimmy.
I agree completely. You know,
my bad, Jimmy. Say the part number again, dog. 555 what?
-50210.
And that's from Jigs.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I want to reissue that part number on the phone for the callers that may not be on here now that got to get on later.
Right.
I'll make an announcement of that. And, you know, that's a place. When you say universal, it's universal in what ways? That's, you know.
Universal means just like, you know, it'll fit on any combination engine. You know, it'll fit on any combination of engine.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know, just like you buy a universal socket wrench or something like that that fits all sizes. It'll fit all sizes. You don't care if it's Ford, Chevy, Mopar, whatever. It fit all sizes, engine. Come on, Brad, man. You ain't had nobody but me and you and Jimmy. Oh, mute that man out. Let Jimmy go ahead and say what he was going to say. It's supposed to be Jimmy Marino, the Red Man Show. And and I heard Jimmy talking about the engine blanket, and like I said, the transmission blanket is not that common that we mess up transmission, but I'm just glad. And also, Jimmy, I'm glad I just heard you say something else about that wristband that go around them damn breather caps. Now, we've been putting towels and wrapping tie wraps around them, but, hey, them armband wraps is a damn good thing. I'm glad I heard that part of it.
Oh, yeah. You still here. I just sent the...
Okay, somehow on my phone.
No, I heard what happened. You know, you when we went to Facebook about the show, you know you were going to have a lot of different people calling that particular number, and that's what's going on. Folks, we do apologize. But he's back. There he is. But Dog was just giving you thanks for telling you know, about the wristband that put around the breather cap.
Yeah, that works good. I've always done that, and it seems to help contain it a little more than just that breather. It absorbs it. It's better than a rag and a zip tie for the reason that it's made to self-absorb, and it's, you know, elastic, so it'll pull together, and it seems to work.
Right. And I wanted to ask the legend why – I did see him. He had a racing suit on, neck brace, open-face helmet, though. Why do you prefer the open-face helmet over the closed-face helmet, though?
Many of them that actually have them that you can purchase at the racetrack.
you know, a little, you know, a lot of them have a little shop where they have a couple little parts and pieces. But, you know, some of these safety things, I'm surprised to see more tracks don't have for sale a couple extra sets of belts, an engine diaper, a couple engine diapers, stuff like that, just so that the racer who wasn't prepared, which happens a lot, can just go ahead and purchase it at the racetrack.
Well, Jimmy, you know, that's kind of hard. That's kind of hard to probably for the smaller racetracks to have, because, you know, the guys that come there, are they really going to spend that kind of money on a regular test and tune night or a regular just a night? That's probably why they don't have it. That'd be my reason why I think they wouldn't have it, because, you know, they would have to keep probably, what, four or five of them there maybe, and it might not be cost-effective for them to keep them there. Maybe. That's just my – I don't know.
Well, Jimmy, you know,
you still there, Jimmy? Breadman asked me a good question. It's one of my secrets I didn't want to tell, but I didn't told it before. Jimmy, you still there? Seems like Jimmy ain't hearing us or something, Breadman.
I don't know. Jimmy.
He seems like he's going in and out. He's not following us, so something's going on with his phone or something.
Right. We'll get him in here and find out what's going on. Give him a minute here. But go ahead, dog, and you can answer that question if you don't mind. I was noticing a lot. You know, I try to watch guys who race a whole lot more than the average Joe.
Breadman, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know whether you was watching or not, or whether Mike Keel was over there talking trash about it by my open-face helmet. But I'm going to tell you about me now. Don't get me wrong now. I don't recommend an open-face helmet for safety purposes. I don't recommend that, because that is not the way to go. A full-face helmet with a shield and all that is the best safety way to go. And since we're talking about safety, I do not recommend an open-face helmet for safety reasons. But the reason until they make me start doing it, the reason I like an open-faced helmet is because I get better vision with my open-faced helmet, Jimmy. And like I said, you know, you get some of these tracks when you're racing at night, and the lighting is not as good. I like to have more vision, and I get more vision with my open-faced helmet than I do with the closed-faced helmet and everything. And that's why I run it like that, Breadman.
Oh. Hello?
Come on a minute.
Hello? Yes, you're good. Welcome to the Breadman Show. How can we help you?
What's going on, Breadman?
Oh, how you doing? You're breaking up real bad.
Okay, and I'm breaking in now. Can you hear me now?
Yes, it sounds good. How you doing? This is Artilio, AA Performance. Welcome.
Well, I'll let you know I listen to the radio over here, so if anybody needs some help. And I want to say thank you, everybody, for that racing maker. That's very, very good. You hear better, a lot more professional people over there, you know?
Oh, yes. We had a great time. He just want to let y'all know, if y'all have any chassis questions, AA Performance is on the line. If anyone has any chassis questions about their car or what they want to get done, he is standing by also for Tech Talk. So
also, Breadman, about AA Performance, I want to say something, too. Those are some outstanding people. They don't care if you don't need nothing but they answer questions. They are people persons, what I mean by that. It's an outstanding company, that AA Performances. They're an outstanding company, and they're a good people person, and they don't try to look down their neck to nobody, and they're always willing to talk to you and answer questions with you. And there's a good people person company, and that's one thing that'll make them go a long way, even if you ain't even buying no product from them. They still will stop and talk to you, Breadman.
Oh yeah.
There's no problem. That's the deal. You know what I mean? If people buy parts for Don't Wear Performing, get a full technical support and a track and a phone. You know what I mean? We make it people go on the track no matter why. You know, the Mecca is a really, really tricky track, and we got problem with Kelly's car. You know what I mean? And we figured out all the lines, and I went 400 feet and started spending the tire, but the car is still going. You know what I mean? And we got damage in the motor, but try to find out what's going on. But, you know, I mean, I got big love, figured out a little bit, but still no right exactly what I'm looking for. But, and I help a bunch of people over there, you know what I mean? So, and, oh, by the way, congratulate Rick. They won the race in the 28 or 29, I guess, the race, and he won the race with the 69 Camaro. So, congratulations.
There you have it, folks. a double-A performance. They deal with Ford Mustangs, G-bodies, all different type of cars. If you have a tech talk, you can get with Artilio. He will be standing by. And with that being said, I'm going to grab another caller.
Brad, before you go, tell you to tell him that's double-A performances. Give us doggone our phone number where they can reach him at and everything, man, if we want to call him.
Yes, I do that at the end of the show. I will give out his number. But Artilio, go ahead if you're still on. For the people that are callers that are on now, you can give your site out. What's the world? Hello.
Hello. What's going on? Hello.
That was his phone,
hello?
Y'all. You there?
Okay. I don't hear anything. There's a noise in the background big time.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah. Do you want to give out your number right quick, Artilio, so they can get in touch with you?
My cell phone, you can contact me. You know what I mean? I can set 24/7. It's 772-672-1164 or email at doubleaaperformer.com or best of the house on Facebook, too. Again, 772-672-1164.
There y'all have it, folks. Artilio with AA Performance. Thank you, Artilio.
Thanks.
Stand by. If we have a tech question, definitely you can keep your mic open. Just go to mute, and you can come on in if they have a tech question for you. I do have a caller waiting. I'm finna grab this caller. Caller 678-9053. Your mic is hot.
Hey, what's going on, Brother Brad, man?
Nothing much. How you doing, sir?
All right. As usual, I always enjoy your show. I have a tech question for AA.
Double A, you go ahead. His name is Artilio. Go ahead. Artilio, there you go.
Artilio, I got a 1986 Chevy pickup truck, and I'm trying to decide whether to put the roll cages connected from to the back of the bed to the cab. Basically, my question is, as far as chassis performance, as cars, I want to run a 6.0 class with this truck. Do I need those roll cages in the back there? I know for safety reasons, I'm a safety guy myself. I like to have, you know what I mean, a funny car cage and everything on there. But my question basically is, do I need to connect that back in with this truck?
Well, I guess you said it's a pickup truck. What kind of pickup truck
yes.
is it?
It's a 1989 full-size Chevy pickup, 1500.
Okay, the full-size.
Shorty.
We did a couple. You can do a couple different things, like you welding the bag with the cap, you know, or you got to run bars to the back. You know, the thing it is, and the chassis is hollow, so it's not like it's like a piece of U. So if you... No matter how much power, that's not going to happen the first 10 passes. But when you got probably about a gear, you're going to see between the cap and the bag, and the top is going to start close, but still bend the chassis. So I recommend the wrong bars to the cage to that area. I only needed two bars. And
right.
If you want to run a class, yes. And I put an S in the metal so they're not moving around. The more cage you put in the car, the more consistent it's going to be the car. Remember, when you hit the throttle or you let it go the trash brake, everything is still moving around. So if you run 6.0 class or any class, if you run 6.0 class, you make one pass, okay, on 2 o'clock. But in the nighttime, the car is going to hook more. So when you let it go the trash brake, the car is going to hook more and they're going to flex more. So you're going to lose all kind of time there. So the more cage you got in a car, the less it's going to move, and the car is going to react better. What we call roll-off is going to be a lot better.
Gotcha.
Okay.
How about running the roll cages inside the cab? Would it be in the cab, or should I cut the holes through the floor and weld them to the chassis?
Go straight to the chassis. It's a little pain in the butt, but you can do it. You know what I mean? It's be better on the chassis, but it's what happened at the part of the motor, transmission, the rear end. It's mounting a chassis, not in a cap. So, you know what I mean? The cap can be loose. The cap can come out of the truck. It just, you know what I mean, disappear. but the chassis is going to stuck together. Yeah, so a roll bar, the frame force in the bottle, the in a pickup truck, I recommend when you put the cross member transmission, make it really strong, which is between the cross member transmission, not the cross member transmission, talking about the cap, all the way to the front of the motor, it's not got no support except the transmission mount. So you need to force that area so the chassis don't open in when you leave out of the line.
Gotcha. I can do that. Gotcha. I understand where you're coming from on that. I appreciate it. And
I got your number.
I got your website.
You can call me and send me your pictures. You know, I mean, I can help you out doing what you need to be done in the car, what parts or ideas they're doing, you know what I mean, and the parts you can use that make it better.
I can definitely do that because I do have some more suspension questions as far as shocks, but we'll do that on a later date.
Yeah, no problem. Let me know when you got my number, so call me and whatever you need so we can get it going.
Okay, then. I'll give you a call this evening. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you, caller. We do want to ask that y'all callers, if y'all do have questions, please limit them to one question because we got a lot of people wanting to call, and, you know, we want to keep the show moving. I don't hate the wait time that we have, but how things are.
Okay.
Thank you, Jake. Next caller, 708-8961.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Look at the picture of that and look how clear it is.
You know, how can we help you? Hello? I ain't paying attention.
You're paying attention. You can't
hear. Big caller. 504-3684. Your mic is hot. Good morning. Welcome to the Bread Man Show.
Bread Man.
Hello. Yes, sir.
Bread
What's
man.
Going on?
It's 10-5, man. I was just joining in on your show, man. I ain't heard nothing from you in a minute.
Oh, man. Thank you for calling. You got any tech questions you'd like to ask one of these tech guys, sir?
Nah. I do got a question. As far as I'm putting a new roll cage in my car, do I need to join the roll cage in with the subframe connector? That helped me on the chassis.
What kind of car are you talking about here now?
89 Ford Mustang, hatchback.
Not really. You know what I mean? The car is for anybody. I never connect anything to the frame connectors. You know, what I do, I connect the door boxes, you know, but the car is already unibody. You know what I mean? When I do a 25-3, I never use a frame connectors. Which I connected the bottle door boxes. You know, I reinforce all the door boxes in the rear, in the bottle, you know, and when I reinforce that, run bars there to the cage. So, like I said, still, no matter what the body's doing, you know what I mean, the suspension is still tight in the cage. We got multiple adjuster door boxes that we put in the top. You know what I mean? You got a multiple adjuster. You got to cut part of the floor and put the box in there. It's got nine holes in the door box so you can move so that we can run bars to the main loop all the way to the door boxes. So it depends on how fast you want to go and how much power you have to call me on the phone, and we can talk about this. But you don't have to have a frame connector. You don't need it. You know, if you got a 10-point cage, it's already connected together for the cage. You know, and but if you, what I recommend, tie the cage with the door boxes so they make it better. The car is no, first of all, it's not going to break it for so much power you put in it. Remember the car built, the Mustang built for 370 horsepower, and we go over there and put a 700 inches motor, it made 2,500, you know. So you have to connect, reinforce the door boxes, and connect the cable.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon.
My apology. Go ahead.
It's okay. So that's what you need to do. But when you get a chance, you give me a call, And I can send you some pictures, email your pictures, or I can talk to you on the phone, what do you need to be done, your chassis guy or whatever. And,
all right, what's the number? I missed that number.
772-672-1164.
Double A Performance.
672-1164.
Yes, sir.
Hey, and 10-5, man, thank you for having the courage to press 1, and we'll be talking here soon. We got a lot to catch up on. That's 10-5. Hey, let me grab this other line right quick. We got a chassis man on, Double A Performance, and we still have Jimmy available, too. For all your speed, nitrous stuff, or what have you want to do, we're both on here. Callers, y'all better get your questions out here because this is the time to do it when you got all the knowledge on the phone. Let me get this other line here. Let me go back here. 708-8961, you had your hand up. 8961, welcome. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Brad Mel, for cueing me in. Hey, I got a question about a transmission. I got a motor plate and a mid plate. I got a cross member made for it. But the thing is, I have a cross member in the car right now, and it's tight. It's super tight. Some guy was telling me I don't need to put the tighten the cross member to the transmission to bore that hole out where it has some play in it. Is that true? And that is for Double A Performance. A question for them.
Artilio, that's you.
Yes, sir. Say it again a little bit, because I tried working, and it's what kind of car are we talking about here right now?
We got a G-body with a 400 trans, motor plate, mid plate. How important or how tight does that cross member need to be mounted to that transmission? One guy was telling me you bust the transmission, that the tail shaft on it, if it's too tight, it won't allow it to flex. And he said you shouldn't go with the stock mount with the rubber bushing on it. You should go with a metal mount. So I didn't know.
Okay, what kind of transmission you run in that car?
With a 400.
Okay, but is it got a good bell housing, or is it got a regular 400?
No, it's an ultra bell.
Ultra bell, okay. That's what I told you this. When you got a motor plate and a mid plate, is this good? Is the bell really good? You know what I mean? You don't need a cross member transmission. I'll tell you that right now. I see cars, we put an inch and a quarter tubing. That's what I said, an inch and a quarter tubing, cross only, or 65, and I make this training. The only way the training doing when you leave out of the line and move it side by side. Never move up and down. They move side by side. And now
Artilio,
you've got
to... Hold on a second. Hold on 1 second, Artilio. There's a lot of static in the background. Not mean to cut you off. Caller, can you go to mute right quick, caller? Put your phone on mute. Let me try to take you. Okay, go ahead, Artilio, so everybody can hear what you're saying.
Okay, you got it. When you got a motor play and a mid play, you know what I mean? It's not going to... It's solid. So what we do, I put it solid and a transmission too. Most of the people put a Teflon or put a rubber mount when he got the stock bell housing. It's no, you don't do that. If you don't got a good cage, they're going to crack the bell housing. So if you got a good cage, you got a good motor mount, motor play and a mid play, you know what I mean? I recommend if you get an inch and inch and a quarter or inch and a half or 65 chromoly tubing and make your cross member know the rest to the transmission. You know what I mean? And that's not going to move.
All right. I appreciate it. I really appreciate that.
No problem, boy.
Hey, thank you for calling, Chief.
All right, good, man. Thanks.
Yes, sir. We're back, folks. We're back. We got Mr. Marino and Artilio, Double A Performance, in the house. We got about 10 more minutes on these tech calls. These guys got to definitely get back to work. And we need to go into the next segment on what went on this weekend at Cold Killer's race, and then we're going to get some of these winners in here. I'm supposed to have Real Tree Butt Naked. Hopefully Big Low call in if he's not busy. T5, a lot of players that, you know, won races. Definitely got to have the Showstoppers in here. The Showstoppers, Tay and Joe Moss. The Showstoppers, I got to get them in here. We're going to get everybody in. We're going to finish up this tech talk. We got another 10 minutes of it. If y'all have any other questions, yes, y'all do. I can tell you, but y'all pigging on in. That's what we want. 804-1648. Let me get you in here. Your mic is hot. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Bread Man, Jimmy Marino Show. How can we help you?
Yeah, I got a quick question for, was it Archilio?
Archilio.
I'm working on a 1990 Mustang, and I got a full cage in it, but the guy that's building the car for me said I don't need a motor plate. He said that I should get a aftermarket subframe, and that should be enough for to hold my motor. Should I put a mid plate and motor plate in it, or can a like a aftermarket K member hold 1,000 horsepower?
Okay, there's the thing. Mustang, the K member is anybody. Okay, so you get a motor plate. I can't remember with a motor plane, when you launch the car or the car to go on the track, it holds her in a suspension. So they're moving around. Always moving, the K-member moving around. That's what I, when I make my K-members, I told the people that no use motor mount, don't touch anything by that. The reason, I'm going to, there's two reasons I'm going to explain it to you this. When you put the motor in a K-member and you set your travel limiters or 1 inch, and when the car launch, it pulls. With the put with a K member, so the travel limit is get different because twisted. So it depends on how much power you make. 300 horsepower, 400 horsepower. Go ahead, put a motor mount. If you make 1,000, I recommend to put a motor play and make play and fix the cross member. You can still use a Mustang stock cross member, so transmission cross member, it worked fine for me. But. That's what I do. I put a motor plate and a make plate, and they help with the chassis. The car is be a little, you know, make it, you need to make the car suspension worse. That's what you spend all the money, K members, shocks, springs, use it. You know, most of the people don't want to use it. You have to. You know what I mean? You have to use it, the suspension. So when you tie the motor, like I said before, and the K member, you know, the K member move, the travels get lost. And everything, so it depends. Like I said, I know you probably don't want to talk about the power or what kind of motor you got in the car and all that stuff, but you give me a call, and we can talk about this, and so it can get it where exactly want to go. But if you're making more than 1,000 horsepower, I recommend to put a motor play and a make play.
Okay.
The other thing, Attilio, that you didn't touch on there was to answer his question. Is when you go ahead and put motor plates and a mid plate, a front motor plate and a mid plate in the front of a, say, a Mustang, it's a unibody car. Attilio mentioned the disadvantages of tying to the K member because you're actually, that's actually a bolted piece to the chassis. But when you put the mid plate and motor plate on there, it actually is like, it stiffens the chassis. It avoids the front half of the car from being allowed to twist because it's ultimately exit the motor, the actual engine block is ultimately exiting the front half of the car together and tying the two sides. So you get a lot less twist in the front half of the car from the torque of the engine when you go ahead and tie it together. So it's ultimately, it's just like welding extra bars in there. You're actually tying the front half of the car together.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Yes. Most of the time, Jimmy, what we do in a shop, if you run motor play, we run the bars to the cage to the front of the car when you run a motor mount. Well, we don't run a motor mount, we don't put the bars in the front. But we use the motor and the motor play and the mid play, the and they mean it from bars in the front. So you're right. You're exactly right, Jimmy. That's the motor and the transmission is, you make it like a cage. You add like a, you add a two more bars in the car.
Okay. Thank y'all, guys.
No problem.
Well, thank you for calling. Let's see here. If y'all have any other questions, y'all can go ahead and press the one button, and we can get you in here. There's no waiting right now. I really appreciate these callers for, you know, having the, you know, courage to push the one button, and we can answer your questions. And I definitely appreciate Artilio for coming in and sharing his time with us and answering questions as well. Definitely love to have you in here. Y'all go ahead and hit the one button. We're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to come right back. So y'all hold 1 minute.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
We are back, folks. We are back. The Bread Man Show. We want to thank everybody for calling in today, and you know, we're getting ready to move into the next section here. Artilio, we thank you for answering all of the chassis questions we've had, and I don't know if we can stand by and see if anyone else calls in and press the one button, but we're going to move right along with the show today. We're going to move into getting some of the callers on the phone. Real Tree, if you're out there, hit the one button. Real Tree, if you're out there, hit the one button. Going to go into this weekend and congratulating everyone who won and everyone who participated also. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not, just don't want to speak to the winners. I want to speak to everybody that participated. Cold Killer's Race, if y'all would like to chime in, press the one button now, and we can discuss the things that in which you've seen and all that good stuff. I want to say that I enjoyed myself. I definitely enjoyed meeting Wild Man. That's the first time I met Wild Man. Wild Man, if you're out there, one time from the Bread Man. He's a nice guy. He commentated a little bit of the race, and Pro Stock Joe did his thing. We smelled them smoke, them funky reels all day long. Boy, he was excited on that starting line. And I got to admit, the Godfather, Willie Dog, he had that Wendell Scott 1972 open-face helmet. Good God almighty. It brought back memories. I thought he was going to go round track racing, but he went straight instead. So with that being said, I had a great time enjoying myself with everyone. Cold Killer had an awesome race. I don't know why he ain't on here. Cold Killer, if you're on, press the one button. Stop sitting back listening. All the fans that participated, I want to say, man, we had a great show. We had a great time. Things got a little heated here and there, but it worked themselves out. I can't say no more. That was an awesome race. It was beautiful weather. It got cool at night where we had to put sweaters on. But y'all know how that go. That brings out good weather. I don't guess everybody waiting on me to tell them what happened, but don't nobody want to. Y'all better press the one button. Nephew, where you at? Nephew and Stone showed up to try to get a little action with Ball in them. Unfortunately, the Florida boys, balling them, they made a good hit. And, you know, we got a caller. 941-0817. Trying to get you in. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Bread Man, Jimmy Marino Show. How can we help you?
Hey, what's up, Bread Man? You probably don't remember who this is. We grew up in Mix. Me and the Ball Head Chef getting ready for you.
Oh, man, how you doing?
Pretty good, bro. Pretty good. How about yourself, man?
I can't complain. I can't complain. You and the ball-headed champ, y'all getting ready for me, huh?
Yes, sir. We're going to come up there and turn it out.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds good. Hey,
you be ready?
Go ahead.
You going to be ready for
us? I'm trying to get ready. You know, if you know anything about me, you know where I come from. But I'm in this grudge game to the end now. I'm trying to make it all we can, and I'm not going to try to back down from anything. So I do have a guy on the line that would love to lock y'all in, though, if you want to do something. Just, you know, let them know I don't have any oil pressure right now, so it's hard for me to say anything. You know what I mean? I'm idle right now. So
I tell you what, let me give you to the champ.
This is the champ. What's up? Who you talking about want to lock something in?
We got a little blue Mustang looking for you. You want to do something?
A blue Mustang?
Yeah.
How you sit?
He sit on 28.
Well, no wheelie balls?
No wheelie balls.
Well, you can't really do nothing with me. I'm a sort of big time action man.
Okay. Well, they'll be on the. You stand by. I'm gonna put an asterisk by your number, and when a big time man get on, I chime y'all in together, and we'll see what's going on. By that time.
What kind of big tire car? What we got?
Sound like a plan.
What do we got here? What kind of big tire car?
Hello.
Ball head champ.
What kind of big tire car? What you got?
I got a regular big tire car, a 70 Camaro.
Big tire wheelie bar?
Yes, sir.
We got a couple of those.
Well, look here. I'm saying this here. You know, as long as you got a 484 motor, I'd be happy to oblige you.
Okay.
Yeah, 484.
A big tire, 484 motor, you don't care about nothing else.
Well, basically, right now, I'm going to tell you like this right here. I'm sort of set up for the 632, but if I think who you are, are you going to be there this weekend at the Madness?
Where's that at?
In Bradenton, Florida.
In Bradenton. Okay. We are going to be there, but I don't know if we're bringing that car. We may have to change our plan, but we weren't planning on bringing that car.
Okay.
You know, we may be able to do something.
I know you told me about your race November 30th. Will you have that car ready then?
Yeah, we plan on having it there for November 30th.
We
will have it there for November 30th. And we'll also have it at my race over in Palm Beach on December 21st. And most likely it will be at Baldy's race as well. So you got... Got three opportunities. It's we got a Camaro. It's a steel body Camaro, and
well,
484 motor with tire wheelie bar.
Oh yes, yeah. I didn't say steel body, but it's 3,000 pounds.
Okay. That don't bother me.
Love you 44 motor. I have no problem with it.
And I'm assuming that you're saying that because you got one, too.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Then we ain't got no problem. We're good.
All right.
We'll see you over. You going to have it at Bradenton this weekend?
Yes, I should have it at Bradenton this week. I should win it.
Okay. We'll be over there. We'll be over there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Stop by. Introduce yourself. Be over there with the red Camaro. 68 top sportsman car, messing around and doing some testing.
What class are y'all running in this weekend?
We're probably just doing some. We're probably going to test on Thursday, and it's one of my main man, Hank Hill's birthday weekend. So I'm gonna go over there and support him for his birthday, hang out with him. And I got a couple other customer cars I'm working on.
Okay, well that'd be fine. I'll introduce myself to you, and we can go from there.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
I know you call
him. You brave, man. But I'm looking for you. When you get your Malibu ready, boy, I'm going to get you. I don't care who's doing your motor. You hear me? I want you, boy. You the man what I want. I'm telling you this to your face. I want you. That man right there, who you just picked on me, that is foul play. But I want you.
Okay, sir. Thank you for calling in, sir. Wow.
Hey, Brad. You know
yes.
What they say?
What
you
they
know
say?
What they say? As long as they're talking about you, they still love you. It's when they quit talking you got to worry.
Well, you know what they say also, you know what I mean? It's easy to call a man when he didn't convey to you, I have no oil pressure, so there's no need of me engaging. But let me grab this other call. 678-9534. Your mic is live. Good morning. Welcome to the Bread Man, Jimmy Marino Show. How can we help you?
How you doing there, Bread?
Oh, just fine, sir. How are you?
Okay. This is Luke Skywalker out of Georgia.
Okay. This is the Mopar killer. The Mopar killer. This man a killer Mopar, right?
Hey,
what's going on?
Brad, I don't like that.
Oh, man, that's the bald-headed champ. He I guess he got oil pressure down there in Florida. I guess he going to do something.
I tell him what. Tell him meet me at where he got the back tie.
Oh, yo, meet in Van Auster?
Meet me in Van Auster, he got the back tie.
He probably listening at you. Y'all have to do that. Good God Almighty. We're going to have to get this thing rolling, man. Everybody looking to get some racing done this winter. We're going to have to hurry up because the weather's shaping up, definitely, man. Woo-woo. We're going to have to definitely do something here. But the Mopar Killer, you got anything you wanted to say to we got Jimmy on, Artillery on. You good on your behalf or what? You got any?
Well, you know, I'm pretty much good on my, you know, I'm going to put together a new car. I may need some help, you know, later on, a couple of months from now. And I'm glad I can get to them guys and ask questions now, you know, with the show and all. But I'm good right now.
Okay, though. All right. We appreciate that, man. If you got anything else you want to add, because I'm going to get on to these next callers standing in line. You good?
Okay.
You good, Mopar?
I'm good, buddy. I just, buddy, they're jumping down on you like that. I could have had to take the slack up. But let's go to the next caller.
I appreciate that, brother. I appreciate that. Thank you for calling in. Hey, well, you guys going to stand up around here, ain't it, Jimmy? Good God Almighty.
Hell yeah.
We're going to go to the next segment. We're going to kick a little music in. When y'all call in, this is Chat Talk with Bread Man and Jimmy. Y'all can call in and tell us basically how y'all weekend went. We'd love to hear how y'all races, racers out there that participated in the event. Let me get us some music in here, Jimmy. And, I'm the first thing I got to give thanks to somebody out there. I don't want to make it too loud. There we go. We in chat mode now. This is the chat mode part of the show. If y'all want to say anything, press the one button. I want to first of all give thanks to all my friends on the morning show. You know who you are. Shut Up and Ray, Mandrell one time. I want to say Jameel. I ain't going to call you by your other name because it's a spiritual show.
Big day.
Hold on one second. Y'all still there? Hold on one second. My earpiece went out on me. Good God Almighty. Let me get this situated here. Boy, I tell you, there's always something on these shows. Y'all give me 1 minute. Go ahead, Jimmy.
All right. I'm going to run through a quick recap of what I've heard about from this week, and I was not in Macon, nor Dallas for the ADRL race. So I stayed home this weekend. But understand Lil Rick won himself a shootout and a belt. Congratulations to him and his crew. And them guys have been doing a heck of a job the second half of this year, and probably before that. They're probably flying under my radar a little bit before that, but second half of this year, them guys have looked real, real good, and glad to see it. Congratulations, guys, along with Realtree and the Lethal Weapon car as well. You know, that group has definitely got their game together. I heard Big Low beat, I want to say 901 Bad Boys, I believe it was. Congratulations. Also, Don Ye showed up from Chicago, and I heard looked real good and showed out. I think he won one against Big Low, so congratulations to him. Philly, are you on here? Tilly, are you still on?
I think Artilio got off.
Okay.
I'm back in here.
I know he was up there and saw some action going on, and I appreciate him, you know, what he's doing for the South Florida crew. He's definitely stepping up and helping everyone out, and appreciate the help he's giving, especially getting on this show and helping us with the tech. Thank you, Artilio, if you can hear us or you listen back on it. Thank you. And what else you got, Brad?
Well, I wanted to finish up. I apologize. Y'all know how it is with you got battery-operated things. I'm just thankful to be able to have everything stand by that I can plug in for any type of situation. Like I was saying, I got to give thanks. Let me get my music back in here. I got to also give thanks to the Coop Performance crew. They really showed out for me. They barbecued for the Bread Man for his birthday weekend. I got to say thank you to Big Dave, everybody that was responsible, Chandrell, Derek, Chick, Rick, all y'all over there that's major players. I got to say Tight Man, thank you also. Hype Man gave me some very good Coca-Cola that was great. So we just had a ball, man. Al Bond, I want to say thank you, man. thanks for sharing some time with me, man. Al Bond, everybody that I basically met from over there, man, it was a great show. With that being said, I'm going to go back to the phone lines. They done lit up over here. 601-51-33. Good morning. Welcome to the Bread Man. What's going on?
How you doing, Bo? What's happening?
Man, I'm doing great. What's going on with you? Him, Chucky.
Oh, man. It's OT and Chuck, boy. Hard as hell, Bread. What's going on?
Man, I'm just in here trying to do that deal. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, man, you know, hey, you're doing a good job. I was just sitting there and been listening to you for about an hour. You're doing a good job. Keep up the good work, man. That's all I wanted to tell you, Bo.
I appreciate it, Bo. I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, I'm listening to you huffing and puffing, Bo. Do your thing, all right?
All right, Dad. I appreciate it. Let me know if you want anything else, man, or wanted to say anything, and you're always welcome to get on back in here. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I appreciate it. I'll bring it out. You can put me back on mute. I just wanted to tell you, boy, keep doing your thing. You're doing a great job.
I appreciate that. We'll holler at you.
All right.
Jake! That's MJ. One time, MJ. We'll go to the next caller, 954-0396. Welcome to the Bread Man One Time Show in Jimmy Marino. How can we help you?
What's going on, Bread? What's going on, Jimmy?
Oh,
what's
fine.
What's going on? Oh, man. You know how it is, man. We had a good time down there, man. You know, my main man, Jimmy, Kitty, old Jason. I couldn't do it without him, man. Oscar, Big Low. Jimmy had to stay home and work on a couple cars this weekend. He couldn't make the trip with us this weekend, man, but he sent us down there with a killer tune-up with Killio, Jason, Big Low. Austin couldn't make it this weekend. So, you know, we went in there, got in the shootout. We were supposed to be in the single carburetor shootout, but there was so many cars down there. Told Killio had so many people down there. They only had that the big boy shootout for 5,000. So we jumped in that, went a couple of rounds. Ran up against a main man, Rick. Man, when you know, used to be trying to run that race, man. So, you know, we was getting ready to run the 901 bad for us, and we had a little problem on the driver's side of the motor, which Big Low taking that thing apart this morning. So we'll find out what's going on with it. We'll be back there real soon.
No, you will. Well, that thing will be back out before you know it.
You better believe. Because, you know, one time they say over there that PRD, if a motor down there got PRD written on it, they call it death in the family. When you call it death in the family, you got a weak buddy, and Oscar had that thing back running.
Hey, Five, I want to say, man, y'all, I thank y'all as well, man, for providing the refreshments and stuff for the old bridge, man, over the weekend. I enjoyed it with y'all.
Well, bro, you know how that go. You know, on the other show, Hellboy was giving me some back seats, and I told him I got the five-star chef coming in there. He was fired up to the front, and I dared him to get some of that pork in there if he was cooking, or some of them shrimps that he had over there. I dared him to get anything that he had over there. I guarantee they'll be back.
You did do that, and they did a great job, and I want to say thank you for providing that on definitely on my behalf. You know what I mean? Celebrating with me on my birthday weekend. I appreciate that, man. I want to thank you for that. Crew Chief, Big Low, and yourself, and your folks, man.
Anytime, bro, man. You know, your birthday weekend is better than my wife's birthday weekend, so we just came down there to have a good time. She came with me, Jimmy. You missed me, Jimmy, because she came for the checklist, Jimmy. So, you had a good time.
Oh, man. Yeah. You all didn't bring any of them miniature blue cans, did you? The mini blue cans?
Hey, Jimmy, I ain't going to tell you no lie. I ain't even going to tell you no lie. Corey came, everybody came. So Corey got a brand new Ford. You know, he was a Chevy man. We done converted him over to Ford now. But he got a brand new Ford. They jumped on the road, and that's the first thing she told him. I'm going to Publix. And I hope Jimmy coming because I'm going to bring some little small miniature cans. Everybody fell out because they know what they were talking about. Buying them little cute cans she liked to buy y'all.
Oh, that was classic.
So, you know, we had a good time, man. Brad, man, we had a good time down there. We took one on the 10 and we won one and took one on the 10.
That sounds good. It's all good, man. We live to fight another day. But I enjoyed hanging out with y'all. And definitely Wednesday, we're going to be in the house. The Bread Man definitely going to be in the house Wednesday to look for where we're going next. Man, we got a lot of racing coming up, fellas. We're going to get to those announcements here shortly. T5, you got anything else? Well, they blowing me up over here. I'm going to move to the next call. Okie dokie. Hang Five, if you want to do anything, just come on in, man.
Okay, no problem.
Y'all need to remember, T5 and then Crew Chief got a race coming November 30th at Sunshine, or I don't know what they call it now, over in St. Petersburg, Florida. I think it's called Showtime Drag Strip or something now. They changed the name of it. It's under new ownership, but over in St. Pete, it's just before Baldy's race, and then the weekend after Baldy's race, which is the, I don't remember the date, the 17th, 16th, something like that. 16, 17, 18, something like that. Baldy's race in Orlando. And the week after that, December 21st down in Palm Beach, I'm having an event down there with a couple partners. So a lot coming up in end of November into December in South Florida. Look forward to seeing y'all out there.
Oh, no, that'll work. Jim, I'm going to grab these callers that's waiting. 706. 05-99. Good morning.
What's going on, Britt, man?
Oh, man.
What's going on this morning, Britt, man? Y'all, you're not going to address the champ.
Yeah. You hold on 1 minute.
The champ is here. Ladies and gentlemen, the heavyweight champion of the world has arrived.
Folks,
I see Jimmy name everybody but me. You heard me, Britt, man. I see Jimmy name everybody but me on this. So I got to get him.
Who's this?
Butt naked is in the house.
Oh, butt naked. How you doing? Okay.
But I got to want to give everybody props. I hear everybody did their thing, and all the fans came out. We had a great time down there. But I truly believe if the raid would have started an hour and a half, 2 hours earlier, I'd have been the champ for that 29 on, because I was on 28, knocking them against their wall. But, we had that doggone little Rick covered, boy, all the way past the 330 till we broke loose out there, because the track kind of went away a little bit late that night. At 12 o'clock, it went away. But other than that, we looking for him again. Ain't no problem.
Yeah, I heard you guys look good. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
I heard you guys did look good.
Oh, yeah.
Did you run a grudge race? Didn't you run somebody in a grudge race as well?
The 901.
Or did you just run the shootout?
Bad boy.
Okay.
The 901 boy. Hey, we ran him for a pot and got by them and everything, and they've been digging and dodging and hiding. We finally cut the bushes down with a bush hog and got them.
Well,
I heard that Mustang looking good.
Be honest, Nick, I got to be honest. I didn't think that race was going to ever happen as bad as I wanted to see it. I just want to say that both sides was very fortunate. For 901 boys, that, you know, they've always stepped up, been top notch. And Butt Naked, you know, we've always looked at you as, you know, being the one in the woods. But now I don't know what done happened. Somebody done took your shirt off and told you to run through a sticker bra or something. But boy, you is out on the scene doing your deal. And I gotta get you ain't backing down no more. Hey, we also gotta throw out there, Chris did show up. What is it? Chris is What's his name? What's on the back of that car? Candy Crusher. That's who I'm thinking of. Candy Crusher showed up. He tried all he could. We want to thank Candy Crusher because we thought we were going to see another repeat of Jackson down there. But like I said, man, there was a lot of heavy hitters in the house. Not to knock off and steal your joy, Butt Naked. But yes, you did show up and show out again. Where are you going to be next, sir? Where are you going to be next?
I don't know, right? Frankly, supposed to go down and support old Mississippi Joe on November the 2nd. I forgot the name of the track. No Problem or Raceway or something like that. So trying to see what we're going to do. Go down there. We don't have a locked in race yet for down there, but trying to see what we're going to do for Joe down there.
Okay. That sounds great. Well, hold the mic because we might have people that want to give you congratulations and everything. I'm going to grab these other callers that's been waiting to be blowing up now. Let me get them in here, Butt Naked.
All right.
But I ain't going to, you know, click. Okie doke. 3, 2, 1, 22, 92. Good morning. How are you?
What's up, Brett?
Nothing much. What's going on?
Oh, man, I'm just sitting back listening.
Okie doke, okie doke. You had your hand up. I thought maybe you wanted to holler at somebody.
I didn't mean to. I'm sorry, Britt.
Okie doke, okie doke. What is it, Detroit?
Nah, just tell you, man, it ain't get right.
Hey, get right. Lord, should I have mercy? Why you be sitting there? Can't get right. I've been waiting on, man. Oh, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Can't get right was in a race with D.W.O. He finally got him on the phone. Can't get right was the victorious.
Oh, man. Appreciate that, Jerry. Appreciate that.
One time for you putting on a great race for the community, man. Y'all been going at it for a minute. Oh, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. But, Nikki, we'll be on mute right now. I heard a lot of
I was on mute. I'm on mute. That's what took me so long to get back. I'm on mute.
Oh, okay. My bad, but, Nikki. Tate, you riding with the winner now.
Nah, I'm inside. No way. I hear it, but it's not.
Hold on a minute.
I'm on mute, Brett. That ain't me. I'm going back on mute again.
I got you. There we go. All right. Sounding good. Tay, you hold the line because I know these guys finna get in here. It's finna get live. It's finna get live. Hold the line. I'm going to the next call. All right.
404-1304.
Brad, this hell, boy. What's going on? Out of the middle. Y'all, you can say you got about, I think they pretty much had the biggest race of the night, man. Can't get right as deep, man. Y'all got to get props
to the Calm down. Hold on a minute. Calm down. Say who this is again and give me a pause. Who is this?
This hell, boy, man. Come on. And I want to tell you some mic here. I want to give a message to you and Mike. I had a good time that night until y'all hurt my damn feelings and told me how slow I was.
Well, I didn't say nothing. You deserve that. You know you deserve that. I'm going to leave that at the race.
Hey, I'm still trying to get to the finish line now. I'm just finished shifting the high gear.
Don't think that Mike wasn't going to take up for them guys in index racing. You know what I mean? He did.
Yeah.
That's a mistake. Up for them guys. So you can't be mad at him. I ain't going to say nothing.
Well, I want everybody to know that Mike said he's going to have a special Hellboy class called Slow and Slower, which is slower than the index race. So I want to send a big thanks to Mike Hill for that. I'm going to have a big old trophy.
Well, you didn't tell everybody the race you won, though.
Well, I got to give props to Andrea, man. We both came untested off the trailer. We didn't know what neither car was going to do. You know, he just happened to have more problems than I did. You know, we had fun, and we did what we said we were going to do.
Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Like Andrea said, he wanted a rematch. We'll definitely do it again. You know, like I said, it was both. Cars untested and off the trail. You know, we both had problems.
Well, hey, thanks for calling in, Jamil. Let me grab these other callers. You can hold, just hold by, and we can try them back in here in a second. Thanks, Chief.
Bye.
662-1343. Good morning. Welcome to the Bread Man. Jimmy Marino show. How you doing?
What's up, Brad, man?
What's going on? Who is it?
It's Jim West.
Jim West from Mississippi. What's going on with you?
Oh, man, a little bit under the weather today. I just had to call in, and I wanted to tell Buck Naked something, man. Is he on the line?
He is on the line. Go ahead.
Butt Naked.
I was on mute. Yeah, I'm here.
Butt Naked. Man, you did your thing, and I'm glad to see it. By time. You shut some fucking
Appreciate
mouth.
It, man.
You shut your mouth up. Now you got to do
right.
It. Come over the hole and beat them in their house, which you can do, Butt Naked. You can do that buck naked. Run your car. Now, the reason, another reason I called, Keith Watkins, you sent me a message this morning. Have your ass at Holiday Beach November the 2nd. You're going to get what you want.
Well, I'm sure he probably heard you. I think I'm trying to find out where he – hold on a minute, Jim West. Let me get him in here. Let me get him in here. Hold on 1 second. Oh, Lord. Y'all hold on 1 second here. It is not letting me – let me refresh my screen here because this thing is really acting weird, y'all. Having computer issues here. There we go. 478. You in. Go ahead.
What's up, Mr. Breadman?
Nothing much.
Hey, Keith. You sent me a message this morning. Woke me up, man. You said you were going to get a date. No, I wasn't. I was asleep, but that's okay. You said
if
you wanted to
come that way on the 2nd, I would. But I'm going to be all been on the 2nd, Jim.
Okay. Enough said. But what about at Mike Hill's race? I'll come there.
That's the 2nd, Jim.
I understand that. Well, where are you going on the 2nd?
I'll be at Albany. You just said Holiday Beach. Now you're saying you'll be at Mike Race. I'll be at Albany on the 2nd.
Okay. Oh, in Albany, Georgia?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Enough said then. We'll do it sometime. Okay. I didn't want to wait till next year. I want to go on and get this shit over with. I'm ready.
I'll be in Albany on the 2nd, Jim.
I can't make it to Albany now. I'm going to Mike Hill's race. I would make a special trip to the beach, so if you would come over there. But I done made plans and got rooms over in South Carolina for the 2nd. So we'll wait till next year. That's all we can do.
Okay,
fair enough. Ain't no problems.
Well, hey, Jim, thanks for calling in, Jim. Love to have you on the show. Hopefully you be in listening from time to time.
I do all the time, Brad, man. I just sit back and listen. And another thing, who won between I got some conflicting stories. Who won between Hellboy and Mandrill?
Mandrill lost. He lost.
Oh, okay.
But it was a good race. Yes. It was a good race.
Okay. Well, see, I had heard down this way that Mandrill had won. Like I said, it's conflicting stories. Well, congratulations Hellboy. Okay. Well, that's all I needed. I don't want to hold up your show, Brad, man. You're doing a good thing. And I like the tech line that y'all do. The same as Willie Dog. I know Willie Dog listening. Big props to him. And y'all take it easy. I'll just sit back on mute and listen to the rest of the show. Buck Naked, good job, man.
Thanks, Mr. West.
All right, appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Well. I'm going to go back to, let me see, I'm going to make sure I get this guy right here, and this is our last one here. 678-0758.
What's going on, Brett?
What's going on?
Hey, tell Jim West, I'll run that mic, Ray.
I'm sure he heard you. Jim West. I'm going to wait to hit. I think he done hit one. Open his mic back up. Hold on a minute. Let me get him back in here. Mr. West.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yeah,
we got
I'm
a
here.
Caller. There you go. There's Jim West right there, caller.
Hey, what's going on? You said you want Keith can't make it in mic race. I will.
Who am I speaking with?
Nick.
Nick. Nick, excuse me. What you got, Nick? I don't run those
small block Mustang.
Small block Mustang. Which one of them coupe cars is it?
It ain't no coupe car. It's my car.
Your car? Okay. Well, let me do some checking. How can I get in touch with you? Where can I see your car at?
You know, it's just, I got bourbon Mustang. Stop spending all interior in it, full body car. You know,
oh,
no mini guns, none of that.
I ain't running that fucking candy factory car, man. Hell no. I ain't no dummy.
All right. In store.
Okay. No problem. No problem, sir. I don't want them troubles. How about that?
That's them, lady.
Okay.
All right.
Have a nice day.
Well, did you have any tech questions this morning, Candy?
Nah.
Okay, dope.
I'm good.
All right.
Appreciate it. I got a question for the Candy Factor. I got a question for the Candy Factor. How you doing today, sir? Mick.
Hold on a minute. Let me get him back in here. Candy, somebody got a question for you. Uh-oh. Hold on a minute. Candy,
yeah,
you back on. Somebody got a
Nigga
got a question for you.
Well, actually, I got two. You can answer them all together. One, can I get a loan from yesterday when y'all won all that money? And second, when y'all going to have that coupe performer, the fast car and coupe performer ready?
Check this out. I can't talk for nobody else's car. That Scott car, you own it.
Okay, I was trying to be funny.
You know, I can't speak for it. You know what I mean? If you want to run, you'll run. If I feel good about it, no, I've been with him, but I can't say he's going to run or not. And I ain't going to lie to you. Some people may get on and talk like, we're going to do this and do that. I ain't going to do that. You know what I mean? Going to hit that man car. No. I speak for mine. That's the only thing I speak for them, too. You know, I ain't on to keep it real with some people get on and be talking and flexing, but I can't talk to nobody else, car. I ain't going to lie to you. They're just being real.
All right. Not a problem. Not a problem. Now, what about the loan? Can I get a loan?
Man, come on, man.
You know, I ain't got it like that. See, y'all got it like that from last night. Y'all hit a good last night.
Yeah, we got by, but, you know, they're racing, though. You know what I mean? They're racing.
Yo,
y'all want to try it again?
Yeah, you know we're going to try that again. We'll be back next week. Y'all forget next week.
Next week. Yeah, we probably at Mike race, I guess.
I'm going to see, can I get them to come up there?
What are you talking about, that Sunday or that Saturday?
Well, no, that mic raised on the second name. No, I'm talking about this week.
Yeah.
This week right here.
Oh, this week? Oh, you want to come back on to Phoenix City? Want to come back on to Phoenix City Sunday or something?
I don't know if they're going to have anything over there or not. We need to go somewhere where we know somebody got something that we're going to be, where the track going to be right.
Hopefully we're going to be on the same track now.
Yeah. Who got something going on this weekend?
You're going over to a Halloween race. Over in Mississippi, but not one boy's
well,
race.
You know what? We're going to try to make it down now. Now, I know these guys here might not make it that far. You know, my guys on this end, you know, they won't go that far.
We'll see what we can do.
Man, and my guy.
I'm going over there. I plan on going over there. So they don't want it. The only reason them guys, they don't want to do nothing, they'll never have no locked-in race. Somebody call over there and lock them in, though. They'll show up. They'll show up.
I know my guy that ran McNum yesterday. They don't travel that far. They knew. Mm-mm. Better get them something else to do. That's too far for them.
Okay, dope.
Hey, Brent.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Cheek won't get him.
Well, why he getting Chick? 601, 5133, you back in here.
Hey, but nigga. Man,
yes,
you know,
sir.
Man, I'd like to ask but nigga the question. But nigga, call me after the show, man. You say you want to be locked in, huh?
Yeah, I'll call you after the show.
Call me after the show. You know, I've been asking if you want to get locked in. I didn't know you wanted to be. Locked in. You know, all them boys from Texas is going to be there November 2nd. And no problem race.
Okay.
So, you know, you ain't got no problem getting locked in.
Okay. All right.
All right.
thank you, Brad, man.
No problem.
All right.
Well, we back, callers. What chick at? Chick? I hope that I said thanks to all the participants. I definitely got to say a big ups to my man, Paulie, for coming all his way and trying to engage. I got to say thanks to Mike Hill for bringing his car out, letting everybody see the big pro mod. For the people who hadn't seen it in this area, try to make a hit or whatever. We had fun. All of us had fun. Stone Cold in the game. Deep and them boys were putting on a good show. It was just, it was a very good race. I had a great time. I want to say, man, I finally met you. You're a good dude. I'm going to try to make it over there and holla at you. So stand by. Definitely trying to get over there, and I'm trying to. What is the name of that track, y'all? Get me out here. But nigga, what's the name of that track?
I don't know. All I know is down in Holly Springs. I don't know the name of it.
It's called Holly Springs. That's it.
Oh, okay.
We looking to get down there and go from there. You know what I mean? Oh, man, hopefully we got everybody. I got to say big up to my man, Coop King. He got his flying license this weekend. Every time he went to hit the trans brake button out, we saw that oil pan. He got, he got some type of gold grill on the bottom of that oil pan. He got a guy smiling with gold grill. Y'all didn't see that? Yeah, some guy had dreads and a gold. Yeah, man, he got a dude smiling on the bottom of the oil pan with a gold grill all the way across. It got Coop King spilled in some type of diamonds or something in his teeth. That was funny. So we definitely going to try to get that on video so everybody can see his oil pan. But that was a pretty cool oil pan to have that imprinted on your oil pan to show everybody. But outside of that, we're going to go into closing statements. Hey, Butt Naked. I thought Charlie Mossner was going to get on the phone from my man Tay. Big ups for him and him, you know what I mean, winning his race. I got to applaud this brother again because, boy, where he come from.
Yeah.
Tay, your mic is still hot.
Appreciate that, Brad. I appreciate that. Man, you know where I came from. It's been a long time coming. For that little race, you put it on, trying to get it off about 2 years, man. And I went through a lot to make that happen, and they took me through a lot. But you know, at the end, it's all good. We did what we came to do, and I want to give a big shout out to my man Steve Kirk. You know, that's my engine guy, my tuner. You know, he's been away for a minute, but he's back, and we're gonna be on the scene, and they're gonna see a lot more of us. You know what I mean? So just be on the lookout.
Right. Man, I want to congratulate y'all on also the great sportsmanship y'all showed each other. Me personally, you know how these grudge races get locked in. It's a lot of smack talk. But, boy, look at him. After the show, you know, after the run or whatever, everybody shook hands and hugged each other's neck. And that's what I like to see right there. And we left off the track. You know what I mean? All of us left on the track. Look forward to a rematch real soon, a great rematch. So,
Yeah, man, I had a good time.
Okay,
a good time, man.
Well, we appreciate you having you on the Bread Man Show, Tay, and you're welcome to call in anytime if you got any questions, concerns, or any announcements of where you're going to be or what have you. You know what I mean?
I don't get on the say much, but I'm always here. I'm always in the cut. Listen, always, man.
Okay.
You always have some good shows too, man.
I appreciate it a lot, Tay. Thank you, man. We're gonna click you back on mute and get on to these next callers. Nick Caller, 8163. Let me get you in here.
Hey, Brad, man, how you doing, Mr. Brad, man? This Mad Red tapping right. Yes, sir. Mandrea, what's going on with you?
Hey, bro, you having a good show, man. I couldn't hardly get in, so I had to call somebody to get in. But I just want to say this. Hellboy had a good win that weekend, Brad. Hellboy, can we do it again at Mike Ray, Hellboy? Can we do it again at Mike Ray?
Well, Hellboy, Mike ain't open. I have to close up a bunch of the mics and because I'll be answering everybody's call.
Okay.
But
okay.
It's Mike.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to run him at my rate. Let's get up to it.
Oh. You did put it out there. But y'all put on a great show, man. we laugh all the way down. Boy, y'all was going at it. I can't wait to see it on video. I really can't. So.
Yeah, they got it out there already, Brett. One thing about me, Brett, I don't mind losing. I just don't like to lose. You gotta beat me again. I want to run it one more time if you're up to it.
Okay. Well, you know how that goes. You know that's all a part of race.
Yeah. And one more thing, Brad. When you get through with your car, I'm a roach your ass too.
Okay. Well, I can't say anything. I don't have more pressure. So you know what I mean. But we look forward to it. The challenge.
Nah, that won't happen. I don't want to raise you. You got too much for me.
No.
If you look bad, you know what I do. If you look bad, down on your ass I go.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Hold on, Brad. I got to take a seat. You got something back now.
Hello?
I thought I'd take you on here. We get here, Brad. I get it.
Hello? Yeah, go ahead. Somebody said Brad, man. Go ahead. Yeah.
Hey, I thought Tick was on. I thought Tick was on the outlet.
Yeah, I'm here.
There you go, Brad.
What's going on, Brad?
Nothing much.
I heard Jim Wilson was trying to make, I wanted to run somebody, and I was trying to see if he wanted to meet me over at my heel race. Did you mute him out?
I don't know. I don't know if he's still on, to be honest. I'm trying to stroll down now. I don't think he's still on, Chick. No.
Okay. I was just trying to see. I heard him. Keith won't make it, so. And he won't run Kane the factory. They're trying to see if he wanted to lock in with me or something, do a little something over there.
No, I don't see him still on here. So he probably got off. I'm sure he did. I didn't get a chance to punch his number, his name, and his number anyway. So I wouldn't know unless I open up all the ones that had, you know, I wouldn't know who would be. There's a lot of numbers I'm in front of you. Oh, whew, a lot of calls.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. I
think
but niggas say they might want to do something again, though.
Yeah. Wherever they want to go this weekend. Wherever.
What?
Wherever they think the track's safe for them, since they worried about tracks. Wherever they think the track's safe enough for them.
Well, Butt Naked is still alive, so he'll be able to chime in on that. So.
Okay, I'm waiting on him to die.
Butt Naked, you still alive? He ain't saying nothing.
Waiting on them to chime. Okay. I ain't think they want to chime.
man, keep up the good work, bro. That you know that Mississippi Joe word I'm going to use today. Keep up the good work, bro.
Thank you. Appreciate it, man. We're going to move right along, though. Gonna move right along with the show. I'll be getting out of here in just a few. Y'all give me a moment. I'm finna go into closing statements. I'm finna close all these mics up and get ready to get out of here, y'all. Y'all got another announcement? You got anything else, Nick?
I'm good, Brett. I mean,
Yeah, I get some good. Ain't nobody butt nigga don't want to chime in. They get busy all of a second.
All right, and y'all hold tight.
Hey,
let me close her.
All right, all right. Hey, Brad.
Hello? No, hold on 1 minute. Hold on 1 minute. What's going on, Big Dave?
What's going on?
I'm
looking for Tony Bynes and Thriller.
Hey, I thought it was gonna jump off, Dave. I was looking forward to jump off, man.
Well, I'm really looking for him Thursday night, 5 on 15.
Okay.
Or better.
Okay. That sounds good. Well, hey, I want to say to you, thanks for all the food that you supported, what you cooked, you and D. Thanks for letting me borrow the golf cart to ride around, meet folks. Thanks for everything you did for me, Dave, on my birthday weekend. I appreciate it, man.
Anytime, Brett, anytime.
Could I borrow you just one more time, though, Dave? I need you to call down in South Florida and pay my bill I got down there. I'm just playing, Dave. I'm just playing. But, hey, I appreciate you for everything.
No problem, man.
All right, dear. Let me get these other mics. 404-2900. I don't know if I opened you up or not. If I got to check with you. Welcome to the Bread
What's
Man
up,
Show.
What's up, Bread Man? Good show. Enjoy myself this weekend at Killer Race, and congratulations to all the people that won. Yeah, boy. Hey, good race.
That's what I'm talking about right there. That's what I'm talking about. I didn't get a chance to get Buck and them on here, Joe Moss and them, but, I thought he was going to get on here. I don't know what happened. I ain't heard from Deke neither, Hot Rod, or none of them guys. But it is what it is. I done gave everybody a shout out. Hopefully I didn't miss anyone. If I did, I apologize.
Oh, yeah, Killer. Congratulations to Killer on his win. Big Lil Rick.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations to Lil Rick on winning the belt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought the Real Tree was supposed to be on here. Real Tree, press the one button. But he said he was going to come on, folks. That's all he told me, so. I wasn't lying about him being on here. If y'all was on here waiting on Real Tree to get on here, when you talk to him, ask him. That's what he told me, so I didn't mean to false advertise.
Hey, but nigga, yeah. Still on?
No. I'm down to, like, one more person. I'm going to open their mic, and then we're going to shut her down. I'm going back up to Jimmy on closing statements, man, and we're going to get on out of here. So if you got anything you want to say, let's get it out of here. Oh, everybody mic muted. But we know how to get in touch with you. He listening, though. Go ahead. Nephew.
Fred, man. One more time, Fred, man. I just got a text, and that's my bad. I want to give a shout-out to the people that lost. Mandrea. You did bring action. And Steve. And Maurice from LaGrange, who chick people. Get him a shout-out, too, for a snack.
Okay, dope. That's what I'm talking about. Well, hey, with that being said, there y'all go. Nephew, one time. Next caller. I'm going to open up just the last mic I'm opening up, so y'all got something you say, you better go and press 1. 404-1304. Welcome to the Bread Man Show. How you doing? Hello? I'm out of here, folks. I'm finna go to closing arguments. Good God Almighty. This thing sure wagging weird on me. Well, folks, there we have it. I'm gonna get on. Jimmy, where you at? Good God Almighty, this thing acting weird.
Hey, I'm here. I was on mute.
Okay. we're going to get on out of here, Jim. We're going to go to closing statements. What you got?
Looking forward to another productive weekend and get to the racetrack hopefully this coming weekend, and we'll be in Bradenton doing some testing with Top Sportsman Car and a couple other cars, and hanging out over there for a, I don't remember what they call, ORTC or something, OR something, some heads-up race they got over in Bradenton. So we'll be over there hanging out. That's about it.
That sounds good. And always, I thank you for being on here, man, for all the tech talks and everything that we do. I'm sure everyone showed gratitude to you earlier today, giving thanks on you coming in here. We've been missing our other co-host. It's Chris Nelson. He's been busy at work, but he's still with us.
he's out there. I actually haven't talked to him in a week or so. I know he's just at the shop working.
Right. That'll work then. Well, hey, let's get on out here, Jim. Let me get on out of here and go to the inspirational vitamin of the afternoon. Let me get my little paper here. Here we go, our inspirational vitamin on the way out. Write your plans in pencil, but give God the eraser. Sometimes our plans don't work out because God has a bigger plan for us. May you have a blessed day. This is the Bread Man one time. We look to see y'all on the next episode, Monday, 11 a.m. Y'all be here. Appreciate y'all. Peace.